It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer, and I am the owner of Cannabama, the CBD store, here in Mobile and in downtown. At 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile, and then in West Mobile at 2090 Schillinger Road South, Suite K, over between Greelock and Cottage Hill near Pete's Party Castle. And we officially, Whitney, are you there?
I am here.
We officially have a sign on the building in Daphne.
Woo-hoo!
Are you excited?
Yes. Yeah.
It looks so good. We'll have to post some pictures on the page. So Whitney's address over there in Daphne is, tell me, Whitney.
05935 Friendship Road. We're in Suite C, and that's Daphne, Alabama.
And what's your phone number over there?
251-404-0913.
All right. And then we have our Hoover store, which, thank God, we're finally back sort of getting in the groove of things. So exciting, because, man, it's like dragging a dead body when you have a store that's brand new. And one day we made $41. So that was traumatic for me. So the Hoover store in the Birmingham area is located at 3435 South Shades Crest Road in Hoover, right across from the YMCA, and Austin and Shannon are going to be joining us in a little while. It's 420, guys. The biggest day in cannabis. Whitney, how was your day?
Well, today was awesome.
Oh, yeah. We had a crazy, crazy day, which I am never going to complain about again.
No.
Yeah, it's been like pulling teeth some days because, you know, people are afraid to get out, or they can't get out, or, you know, they've lost their jobs. So many people have lost their jobs, especially the people around the downtown store, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We see a lot of chefs and wait staff, you know, service industry, bartenders and hotel employees, because we have so much entertainment and tourism down in downtown, and it's a ghost town. So it's really, really creepy. You can stand in the middle of the road on any street, even Dolphin Street, and practically Government Street. If it's after 8 o'clock at night, you can stand in the middle of the street and no one is going to do a thing about it, and no one's going to hit you because they are at the house. So it's very creepy. It's like, it's more barren than like when we have a hurricane and they evacuate mandatory, but there's always that group of idiots that never leaves. Even those people are staying home. So
yeah, it's been crazy.
I know. Well, how is it over in Daphne?
So today we saw a lot of people at the shop that we haven't seen before, which is awesome. I love meeting new people. I love to help new people shop.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
Well, yeah.
But we had a constant crowd today. It was like a chain reaction. People see us out because, you know, we're doing window service. So people see me standing at the window.
You guys have the coolest drive-up window.
Like, why are they standing?
I need a drive-up window.
Oh, it's so cool. I love our walk-up
window. I bet. Yeah. Do you ever go, welcome to McDonald's?
Say it again?
Do you talk to them before, or they just come to the window?
Oh, they come right to the window. I feel like I'm being overly burdensome on Facebook, but is there such a thing?
Oh, never. Not on Facebook. Maybe on Instagram, but not
on Facebook. I put out there that we had lots of little sweets and treats at the shop today, so it brought in a good crowd.
Yes. I saw the picture of your baked goods, and I knew. How many pounds of butter did you say you had the other day?
I had 4 to 5 cups of butter that I made. That's like
Okay. 10 to 12 well, I don't know why letter. I thought it was something ridiculous because I remembered you saying it was something crazy with pounds and pounds of butter.
I kept it minimalistic because I knew what I was going to be getting myself into.
Well, it looks amazing.
But the brownies are gone. So people are requesting that they have another go this week. So I'm still debating that.
Well, so you guys had good traffic all day long, huh?
We did. We had lots of little specials. Anything I could figure out how to make it into a $4.20 deal, I did it.
I know that. Or we did $4.20 grams. We did. Mm-hmm. I got some a big old thing of pre-rolls that didn't have the tubes, so I got a better price. So I was able to sell them $4 for $20. And okay. Normally they're $8 a piece, so that was a really good deal. And
that's a great deal.
It was cherry blossom from Alabama and very good stuff. And then we did any four regular priced items, 20% off. And then we also did buy four samples, get two free. So we were busy. And we had several pounds of new flour that I got late yesterday unexpectedly, so that was fun. People weren't expecting that. And we had a good day.
That's amazing.
Hoover.
I love our people. I love our community.
Yeah. Well, so, what about just people out and about in general? Has Daphne been pretty quiet?
No. Our Walmart and Target have been looking like.
Oh no! That's
well,
like
Easter
the
weekend.
Now.
It looks like Black
that's
Friday.
Like the club. I know, but it's like. It's the only place to go. There's nothing else open but gas stations, and every drive-through line takes 100 years. So right. I think people are just tired of being at home. I'm so blessed and fortunate that we were considered essential and didn't have to completely close. We got to see our people every day, and every day we have people say, "Please don't close. You're essential to me," so that was always special.
That was the number one thing we got phone calls about once they deemed businesses to have to shut down. They were like, "Are you guys going to be open?" And then people started coming to us and trying to do like their stockpiles, like they were with toilet paper, with like their favorite items, because they thought that they weren't going to be able to get them. And I'm like, "You guys, no matter what happens, I will still be able to deliver to you." Worst case scenario,
we're not going
to your house with the package.
Right. No, I know. Well, you know, it's funny because I thought, okay, we have to do curbside, which is easy, and we have to figure out delivery because people are going to want their products, and if we can just deliver it, then maybe there won't be such a huge financial hit. Do you know, I think we've delivered twice. People still...
So yeah, I think I've done about 6 deliveries, and me and Bubba are alternating days, so there's only one of us in the shop at a time to make sure that there's as much distance between us as possible, which has been really horrible because I like being in the shop together. But, 6 deliveries. I'm doing them after I'm closing down the shop for the day, but my people have been leaving me gifts in the mailbox to pick up for when I drop off theirs, which has been really nice.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Right,
well,
I got a nice little lip with
you
the other day.
Oh, that's really nice. Well, I was sad last week. You know, it was my 42nd birthday in the month of 420, which will never happen again. And I happen to own a tiny little cannabis business, but we couldn't have a party. And it was like, I can't even go, like, sit in a restaurant by myself because there are none. So I think I'm going to just, let's just say we'll postpone it. And when we can sit somewhere, stand anywhere, go anywhere, we're going to make up for lost time. We wanted to have a big old blowout block party. That was the plan for a long time. Live music and food and, you know, have some pre-rolls and some stuff. And
music
really just,
and entertainment and company of our friends and family and
the
family.
Yep. And we got empty streets and masks and gloves. So people kept saying, have a virtual party. I'm like, that's
super lame. No. No.
No.
I think I'm getting doomed to death
with homeschool.
Oh gosh, yes.
And
I know
all this other stuff. Yep. We are getting zoomed. But hey, the kids really do like it because it keeps them in touch with their buddies.
Well, I think the only days that we had sort of normal sales were the days that I had to cut my prices for the whole store so deeply that, you know, we're hurting because we are not profiting anything and just trying to get our money back to keep the doors open. We'll talk more about that and talk to some guests from around the state when we come back.
To Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host, and I am here. I'm not here with Whitney. Whitney's in Daphne, and I am in downtown, and we're doing this new thing with our phones. So we're trying to keep that social distancing up and keep everybody healthy while we have to do that. And so tonight we're going to be talking to Austin Robertson and Shannon Flaherty, and they are, as you guys have heard before, they are on staff with Canabama, and they are in Hoover. And for right now, they are running the Hoover store. And eventually, when we do open Montgomery, Austin will go to Montgomery and manage that store, and Shannon will manage Hoover, and we will have other employees come in. So welcome to the show, Austin and Shannon. Are you there?
What was that?
I said welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks. Good to be back. So Shannon and I are here. Like, we're on my phone, but we can't be on speakerphone, so we're going to have to trade off, I guess.
Or lean your heads together. I know. This is kind of weird. We got to figure out a solution. But it'll do. It'll do.
It's just that I can barely hear you, and it's pressed tightly to my ear. So.
Let me work on that. So tell us. We had two pretty great weeks, and then shelter in place happened. Tell us what happened.
All right. So we came in, previous ownership did their advertising, and then we took over, and there was no advertising yet, but we were still getting foot traffic daily. It was increasing. People were telling their friends. We were getting more and more people every day, and that went on for a couple weeks, 2.5 weeks or so, and then we had the COVID shutdown, and it ground to us like just a halt. I mean, nobody for like 3 days at all.
I think that the day after they made the order, we made $1.75.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, what in the world cost $1.75?
A lighter on discount.
there you go, employee discount. Because I'm like, a gummy costs $3. Yeah. Anyway, so we've made no money for days.
Jefferson County is kind of the hotbed for the COVID cases, and due to that, we've seen some pretty erratic behavior from people, things that we didn't see before. People that they didn't want to come in, and then they did, and they didn't want to get within 8 feet of the counter, You see some of that, but more than not, you just see people anxious, and over time, that's lessened, especially with the customers coming in repeatedly. Right. They've experienced less anxiety and stress from the whole situation. So it seems like over the course of the shutdown, we've actually seen an increase in business from the grinding halt. I mean, today we did, $824?
Wow.
That's awesome.
Last week, I think
we sold 20 times higher than that $41 day we had. So.
Right. Well, last week, I think payroll was $20 more than what we made for the week. It's been pretty rough.
Yeah.
Hoover was doing well. Now. Right. You know? Well, I expected Hoover to be able to carry its own weight, even if it wasn't super profitable for a while, to be able to carry its own weight, and it did. And then it was like dragging a dead body because Canabama and Mobile is paying all the bills. And we applied for SBA and PPP, but we got nothing.
Traditional lines don't apply to us.
Right. We can't get a regular loan. I don't have a rich uncle. Neither do you. Not that it's... I mean, I'm the one on the hook here. I'm the one on the hook, but, you know, I don't have any rich uncles or aunts or anybody else. But, you know, I applied for all those things, but I didn't even get any kind of acknowledgement that I turned in, you know, my personal financial information. Like, yeah, hey, well, thanks for applying, nothing. And then all
like
of a sudden, news said they were done.
If you look at, like, the jobless claims over the whole country in a week, it was went from hundreds of thousands to 3.3 million,
right,
you know, as a peak. Like,
right.
That money is coming from, you know, from our tax dollars, and that's not infinite. So I can understand, like, how they might even be overwhelmed with everybody that got in that was going to get approved.
Right. But, I mean they did use some of that stimulus money for things like airlines, and that's not a small business, so.
No.
You know,
and that's actually
a crazy thing
we noticed in Birmingham Airport was all the grounded airplanes. It looked crazy.
Oh, yeah, I bet. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yep.
Is anybody allowed to fly?
You know that.
I haven't even thought about it.
I've never seen that many serviceable aircraft in one spot ever.
Wow.
It was insane.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, we're in a different world. Never mind the retail side, like... You know, of course, that's a different monster altogether. You know, there are people that are having to look at delivery options and curbside options and how to logistically handle that. You know, most of them are just giving up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, today I heard about another retailer here in Birmingham that shut down. I haven't had a chance to verify it, but, you know, I heard about that from a customer today.
Right. Well, and, you know, the whole reason we were able to slip into Hoover and Montgomery as quickly as we did and start... to, you know, put our own, you know, kind of touch on it and start moving in and setting up is because, you know, these two businesses were already built out beautifully and they were already CBD stores. And one just never got off the ground. And the other, you know, the owner had quit their career and then decided after a great job offer, I think I liked my job better before, you know? And so we kind of slid in and took over the leases so they wouldn't have to pay for a lease they weren't using. And literally, I think it was, I signed both leases in, 12 hours? And seven days later, zombie apocalypse.
First talk. Yeah, it was the first talk of the shutdown. Then a week later, it was Kay Ivey coming on to the state, telling the state to shut down.
Right. Yep. That's the day that I came up there, and I hadn't been there an hour. They closed all the schools, and I found out it was my son's very last soccer game, and I was missing it. So
it changed everything.
I mean, it was so fast. It did. And when I left Birmingham after that week, I think it was 2 days later, they sheltered in place. So I was lucky that I got out of there. You know, it was scary because I'm like, what are they going to do if you're driving down the interstate?
And the people that would come into us, you know, seemed to take it pretty seriously. Like, a couple of our customers called to check and see if we were still open. That went on for, 2 weeks? We were still getting calls 2 weeks out asking if we were still open. Isn't that right, Ben?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Shannon's
here.
That's amazing because...
You want to hear from her. She's got a prettier voice than I do. But...
yes. Like, well, and you guys...
Nodding.
You
saying,
guys...
Yeah, it was 2 weeks out, 3 weeks out. We were getting calls asking if we were still open.
Which is crazy. And we had no marketing in place. Nobody up there knows us like they do down here. That's largely because of you two.
Is that people are starting to tell their friends because they're not getting educated at the other stores. They don't feel like they know enough to properly give themselves what they need, even though they walked out with $200 spent, you know. So that's what we've actually been hearing. I mean, this one guy hugged my neck 2 days ago.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Saturday he came in. He's a recovering addict. He just left the Suboxone clinic.
Those are the best
hugs. Clinic, and was getting all that sorted out and came in to get CBD. So he, you know, kept clean is what he wanted to do. And someone gave him a bottle of gold vape oil. And it was like $80 for a 300 milligram bottle. And he wasn't getting any effect from it.
My goodness. Are you kidding me? Wow.
No.
We have a 3,300 milligram bottle.
Say what?
I said, we have a 3,300 milligram now.
Yeah, we do.
And it's only 150. That's crazy.
1,000 milligram for 60, and it kind of blew his mind, the size difference. That's 1,000 milligrams smaller than it's 300.
Well, you know, the worst ones are the ones that come in, and they're like, I bought this, I paid $80 for it, I'm not seeing any results, and I look on the label, and it is hemp seed oil, and they got totally robbed. And that breaks my heart. And then I feel guilty. I feel guilty charging them for another bottle, but I'm like, I promise you, I'm going to give you a discount because I just feel bad. But I promise you, this is, you'll see the difference right away, and they do.
Right.
And they appreciate me explaining to them, here's how you figure out what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And how you're getting screwed, and how to calculate what the price should be.
You know,
right? Like you're eating
most
salad
people come
dressing.
In, they don't understand that they've not even gotten a quarter dose because the person told them behind the counter a few drops would do. You know, or
I know.
Like
so
that.
Many people think drop with no S on it, drops.
Right.
And I'm like, no, yeah. Dropper.
Dropper.
Yeah. No, we see that every day.
Yeah. Well, like this woman came in today, right. And the box she showed us said full spectrum cannabidiol blend. And then on the back, it said 0% THC.
Full spectrum means THC
is in
there, or
exactly.
Better be.
But that's and I won't call the brand out, but that is a known common brand.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So,
it happens a lot, though, because people are concerned about drug testing.
Yeah.
So they're either telling you
kinda,
falsely that you can pass.
People are worried about their paycheck. You know, they're selling them the most expensive bottle they can right now, it seems.
Right, right, yep. Well, and we just got more of our 5-serving samples in the CBG blends. And I'm really proud of our 5 servings because so many people, you know, it's $10 or $15, $12, whatever, for 5 servings. And they always come back happy with the results in 5 servings or less. And they know that that bigger bottle that costs $150 is worth every single penny and more.
Is that our vendors listen to our customers, you know?
Absolutely.
Like they started sending them in sample sizes.
Yes, that was a multi-conversation meeting of the minds with Ryan at Curative, and he's always very good at, I mean, he'll call me and say, hey, this is what we're thinking, or I'll call and say, hey, here's what I need, you know, think about this. And he came out with those first little 5 servings, and now they have a whole line of them, and man, they are so great because it disarms people's skepticism over their price, because some people can't get over that expectation. Anyway, we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, guys, welcome back to the third segment of Sweet Home Cannabama. I'm Jennifer Boozer, and Whitney, my co-host, is here with me. We want to welcome to the show Dr. Heather Watson. She is the CEO of Southern Apothecary, and their website is southernapothecary.com. Welcome to the show, Heather.
Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks for having us.
Tell us, now, you're a CEO of more than one thing, right?
Yes. So the website is southapothecary.com. Company is Southern Apothecary, but we also have a laboratory. So we work in the analytical laboratory business even before cannabis.
Right. Well,
so
okay, so...
High quality products.
Yes. So you and Corey, my lovely friend Corey, are like some of the smartest people I have met in a long time. You guys are fun to hang out with, though. You're not like weirdo smart. Sorry. No, we had a good time anytime we get together, but I love Corey to death. He's so funny. And he has the most luxurious hair in the world. but anyway, well, just tell us a little bit about what you do. What's the doctor part about?
the doctor part. So I have a PhD in analytical chemistry and then focusing on some biochemistry. So we did some clinical studies as well, but then I spent 7.5 years in industry working with oils. So it was a natural transition. Always been interested in natural medicine.
Yeah. Well, I was always a fan of pharmaceuticals for a long time, but then I had to stop doing that. And I really, you know, most people, especially people who are, you know, dealing with something like addiction, you just kind of brainwash yourself. And natural medicine is like lame, Flintstone vitamins, whatever. And so that's why it was such a huge impact for me. You know, I had no idea. So tell us how you got into the cannabis part.
I was traveling around to different oil and fat conferences, and then I started going to analytical chemistry conferences where they were trying to determine how to quality test. And I just started peeking into the different sections on cannabis, and I learned that they don't have any standards, and they were putting tubes down little babies' noses and pumping straight isolate of THC down there, so it has therapeutic benefits. But I knew that the cannabis plant sequestered heavy metals, and I was concerned, what are the thresholds for those heavy metals? And I was learning there were none. There were no testing protocols that were specific for anything in the cannabis industry. And the matrices, the things that the compounds are suspended in, they're so different. So the testing methods have to be specific for those different compounds and in those different matrices.
Wow. That is scary sounding. Tubes up their nose? What were they treating babies with THC for?
I did not ask. I just heard that that's what they were doing, and then I went off on an investigation of my own to determine how they were doing the testing. So I was doing strictly analytical chemistry for about 8 years, and I did the biochemistry before that. And then we started trying to determine how to make our quality hemp extract when we learned what was going on to get the isolate. And just up is just some, you know, in any industry, you're going to have some bad seeds. And I wanted to make sure that we were testing for all of that, making sure it was high quality.
Right. Was it difficult to get cleaner cannabis? Because I know, you know, what you were talking about is, you know, we've talked about on the show, it's that remediation where it just kind of sucks everything out of the dirt around it, and you get heavy metals and fertilizer and all that junk in there, and so you have to be very careful in planting and how you take care of the plants. Was it difficult in the beginning to find plants that did not have heavy metals and toxins already, you know, in the plants that weren't good for the human body?
Yes, that could be difficult to do it affordably, and that's what we were seeing, is that people were buying like 18 wheeler loads of really slimy, smelly hemp and doing really large extractions, and they were saying that it really doesn't matter because their final product tested okay. And I was not okay with that.
Okay.
So I started making my own.
I mean, whose goal is okay? That's scary. You're trying, well, I mean, the whole nature of what you're wanting to get is something to flush all the crap out of your body, all the toxins and all the sludge out of your body. Why would you use a product that had it in there? I mean, that makes no sense. I guess, well, it goes back to ethics and morals and, hey, people don't know any better, but that doesn't mean I should not do the right thing.
Absolutely.
It's actually kind of scary. I've seen some crazy stuff. You know, we see a lot of products, and it's wild. It's, man, I don't know. I know what good, oil looks like. I know what it smells like, what it tastes like. You know, even though I don't even enjoy that skunky stuff, but I've had some, whoa, I wouldn't put that in my mouth if that was the only thing that was available. And I love my oil, but, people just, you know, people expect it to taste gross, so they don't know, you know. I think largely the bad seeds in our industry are counting on ignorance. And I think that it's the opposite of what they're saying they're trying to do. And I think that is criminal, you know. We're just trying to help people, you know, be natural, be well, you know, get relief, and you're giving them crap and you're poisoning them. And,
absolutely,
you know, laughing all the way to the bank. And, oh, man, I'm for standards and regulation, but not, you know, control. But
absolutely.
Usually those things are a delicate balance. Well,
when I say the word standardization, I mean between laboratories. If someone says 0.17% THC in one lab, how do we know that it is 0.17? You know?
Right, right, right. And I mean, is it true, though, that there's not nearly enough labs? You know,
there's
not nearly enough processing?
Know what they're doing.
Right.
For the most part.
Well, that's what I meant. Yeah. Just like processing facilities, and I heard that there's so few fiber processors that they're just burning it. You know,
they're there. Right.
Yeah.
Unless you're growing for fiber, you can't. A lot of the farmers were misled into thinking that if they planted this plant, they could use it for CBD and for fiber, and that's simply not true. The harvesting is different. The type of plant is oftentimes different. We actually work with farmers, and we process as well. So we extract. We test. We do it all.
Yeah, that's awesome. Where are you guys? Where do you guys work?
In Tuscaloosa,
what city?
Alabama.
That's Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
It's. I still can't get used to saying that. Go Tigers!
I know that's gonna be hard.
I know. I know. That's where Corey and I connect.
Absolutely.
Well, so have you guys been working, or have you been at home? What's been going on?
So I'm doing all the orders, and thankfully we've had all of our inventory bottled and sterile ahead of time. I haven't had to go and rebottle anything, but if so, we know about good manufacturing practices. We are a lab as well, so we already have the gloves and the sterile operating procedures on hand. So as of now, I've just had to get these orders shipped out and do some testing. So we already had everything in place to go for this. So we've just been meeting people as needed, doing a no contact transfer. We've been doing Venmo. I've even had porch pickups for a lot of locals.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what we can to help people stay home and stay safe.
Right, because you guys do retail through e-commerce, right?
Correct. And then a couple of local partners. So we have someone in Northport, Bradley's Market. She has a drive-through, and she carries our product.
Yeah. See, man, I need a drive-through. That's the second drive-through we've talked about tonight. Cannabama Daphne has a drive-through. I'm going to have to find a way to have a drive-through now. I'm so jealous. of course, I don't know. Right now, it might be a little scary. Every time I go up to a drive-through, I'm thinking, why is this okay, but going inside isn't? Because, you know, they practically climb into your vehicle half the time.
Right.
No one's wearing gloves, mask, whatever. It's like, if we're not all going to do it, is there really a point?
Right.
You know?
And we pressure system to keep everything out of your vehicle.
Right. Well, and, you know, we had some issues with Square for about a month and a half. And I had to stop taking it. So we were taking a whole lot more cash all of a sudden, which cash is disgusting.
Yeah, it is. On a normal day.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I've had a lot of good conversations with Corey about doing some things. And every time, it seems like every time we sit down and try to kind of collaborate, something crazy happens. And we have to wait 6 months and then get back together. And so who knows, next time it might be like, I don't know, a meteor or something, you know, like Armageddon, because
we're
it's
not
always something
to work
really
together,
big.
We won't, right?
I know. No, we are. That's why it's happening. That's why it's happening.
It's going to be huge when we do.
Right, right. Yes. I'm so ready to. And, you know, I know, I guess I haven't really said anything about it, but, you know, Cannabama does plan to and was getting ready to develop our own product line. You know, we see the holes in the market and what's needed, and we want to have, you know, products that are built on our experience with every product we have seen, and our experience with our, you know, we're averaging about 2,000 transactions a month, which is a lot of people. So we have a lot of anecdotal, you know, data that we've kind of picked up on patterns. And then, like I said, with all the different products we come across, we see the holes. And you guys are, like I said, super smart. And you guys are, you know, you're not just HVAC guys squeezing plants, you know. You guys are the real deal, and we want to work with the best. So I really look forward to things getting back to normal.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I don't know. And who wouldn't want to work with Corey, right?
Absolutely. And Clay, you haven't gotten to meet our third partner there.
I know. I was like, wait, there's a third one?
Yeah, it's Clay Knight.
Oh, that's so funny. I think I've seen that one weird picture. It's like a third of your face that y'all were laughing about, the only picture you had together.
We don't do a lot of selfies. We're scientists.
Right, exactly. Well, we do. We're retailers. But, you know, I always wanted to have Alabama hemp made by Alabama people and sold to Alabama people, you know, and support the community. So
that's what we do.
Thanks, Heather, for being on the show. And you guys can find Southern Apothecary at southapothecary.com. Did I get it right?
You did. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Heather, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Jennifer.
All right. When we come back, we're kind of winging it. If anybody wants to call in, tell us how you spent your 420, if you found any new great products, or if you are missing out on some plans that you had, or if you want to talk about the medical bill, whatever. If not, we will rattle on. Whitney?
I'm here.
I know. I've talked so much tonight. Maybe you should do the 4 seconds.
I enjoy listening sometimes because you just learn so much hearing from new people.
Yes. Oh, man, Heather is so smart. All right, when we come back, we will be winging it.
To Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, guys, welcome back to the fourth and final segment of Canabama. I'm Sweet Home Canabama, excuse me, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm Jennifer Boozer, and I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Whitney Sheldon, who is the proud owner of a shiny new Canabama sign in Daphne.
Yes.
I can't stop looking at the picture. I'm so proud. I have
Oh my gosh.
This.
I told him I needed it ASAP, and he actually delivered it from the shop. I was so excited. I didn't have to figure out a way to truck that to the shop.
Well, I remember the first time I was working up the nerve to suggest it, that, hey, let's work together. I thought she's going to think I'm so rude, like, oh, I can't do it myself. And I'm like, I'm going for it. I love her. And I think the first time I said it, you just like either didn't hear me, which is pretty impossible, or you were just like, yeah, I'm not even gonna dignify that. And I thought, damn it, I really wanted her to get excited. And then the next time you were like, yeah, next. No, but the third time,
I feel like this is going to be great. We're going to all grow together. I said, this is what? New sign, same vibe. So,
yeah, that's
this is Canabama is a great tribe to be a part of. So,
you guys fit in like crazy good. So, I know everybody, who was it this morning? Allison texted me, I just love Whitney. And I started laughing. I'm like, where'd that come from? Just out of the blue. So,
It was that staff meeting. That was, because, you know, I've not met everybody. And so that was a way for me to get to meet everyone who was there. And it's good to just lay eyes on people and just kind of see how everyone's vibe is. And yesterday it was like a good little session for us to catch up on some rules and some paperwork, and at the same time get a good message out there. And I mean, I really enjoyed myself.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I try to always be upfront and transparent in all things. And, you know, I've talked for weeks about how we're struggling and why. And just the terrible timing. I was like, I think I actually caused coronavirus because I signed two leases and they were like, nope, zombie apocalypse.
I mean, coronavirus couldn't have probably happened at a worse time for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like hopefully everything starts going back to normal around the first, and everybody gets their feet back into jobs and, you know, not so much social distancing, but just getting back into the groove of things. And I hope people that are stuck at home or just dealing with issues, we're here for them and we'll gladly help them on their way to their CBD journey, and they can join it with us, because we all, no matter what's going on, we have each other. And I mean, we have CBD and we know how good it is for us, and we know that despite of all things bad, how good it can make us feel.
I just hope that
no matter, I mean, these circumstances suck, but there's ways to get around everything that's going on.
I know that people are usually kind of, they seem to be in two different camps. There are people that think we should take our time and go slow and keep, you know, hunkering down no matter what. And they get upset about, talk about the economic effect. And they think, oh, well, you know, what are lives worth, you know? And they think that it seems selfish or greedy to be worried about the economy. But hey, money makes the world go around, feeds you, you know, shelters you. And then there are people who are like, hey, why don't you just let me make a choice as to whether or not I'm okay with the risk, because when this all ends, I will have nothing. I mean, that's what I'm staring down the barrel at. You know, seriously, those two stores that are limping along or not even open, we are actually, and I almost forgot to mention this, we're actually cutting our schedule in Westwood Hill. And I think starting this week, we're going to try this. If it doesn't work, we're closing Westwood Hill because we have to stem the bleeding somehow. And so we're going to be going to Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday so that the days are spaced out. But we're there all the weekends, which is always the busiest time. And I think we're going to try 10 to 6. But I'm leaning toward 12 to 6 because the payroll hours are what are killing us. Because, you know, with so few people coming in, you know, some days we're making just enough to cover the payroll for the day. And it costs a lot more than that just to be there. And, you know, we can't sustain that. And Westwood Hill just has always had a whole lot less traffic as we were. And it's not, I don't know what it is, something about it. But, you know, we could never go without downtown. Downtown's the heart of Kennebama. And I hope I'm in that building 10 years from now, 20 years from now. But, you know, the Westwood Hill store, we've had a lot of crazy stuff happen since then, since we moved in there. So, but we are going to cut hours, and I did have to lay two people off. And, I don't want to talk about it. because I love them all, and they all have, you know, bills, and a lot of my employees have children, and, you know, some of them are single parents, and they can't afford it, and thank God there's employment, which is the only reason I'm not in a fetal position over it. Because they can actually still survive on unemployment. So I went ahead and just made that hard decision when I cut the hours. And I want to say I'm deeply sorry. If you like to shop on Tuesday or at a different time, you know, and we're not able to be open when you'd like us to be, we apologize, but we're trying to stay open at all. And we're on our Hail Mary pass here. Because those late taxes and the unpaid rent, it's all coming due. We didn't get a stimulus loan. We didn't get payroll protection. We can't go down to the bank and say, hey, here's how much I sold last year. Give me a loan. Because we are cannabis.
Right.
And, you know, the only other money that we might be able to get is private investment. And no one is investing in retail stores right now because most of them are closed. So,
right.
Really, I mean,
not the time.
We're out of options. Right. And because people are out of work and we're trying to help accommodate that, you know, the only time we can get enough sales to pay everybody and keep doors open is when we discount so much that we're actually hurting ourselves because we do have to replace that product instead of pay bills with that money. And, you know, I can't tell you, I'm not getting very much sleep, and it's not because I don't have good products. It's because this is just beyond that, you know. Mm-hmm. Just trying to constantly find a way to serve my customers and be able to also pay my employees and keep this whole thing going because it's not a simple thing, and our industry is complicated by things that most other industries in retail don't even have to think about. So it's scary. I'm admitted right here in public on the radio live. I am scared. It's been a lot of hard work, and it's very deeply personal to me. I know that most of you know that. And I'm actually looking at, I have to consider that this might be it, because I have no control. That's the hard part. Nobody cares what I think about it. Nobody cares what we wanted to do or accomplish or how much we've lost that we may not recover. We're just out here on our own. And so, we're just so grateful though that you guys are coming along and that you would stick with us even though we're kind of bleeding to death. Because I know that you guys love the way we do, and so we're just really happy to have you with us. I guess nobody wanted to talk to us tonight, so we're going to leave you with our locations in downtown and West Oakfield, Daphne, and Hoover, and it's going to be Montgomery, Oakland, when we come out on the other side of this. I don't know how many more radio shows I'll be able to do if I'm not the owner of Cannabama. Maybe nobody wants to hear from me anymore. And I hate the thought of just going and getting a boring job, but there's going to be that.
I know. We know we've got a strong can of fam, so I just hope that everybody.
Well, I'll be riding around in my Honda Accord with blue and the logo selling it on the trunk. Happy 420, everybody. Good night.